There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up with promo code Vegas1000 and receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code Vegas1000.
Pauly, we have the Hall of Fame game tonight. Again, there was a move on the point spread going back a couple of days now. A big syndicate was all over it as the Raiders moved from Pick'em at some spots from -1 to 2.5 in this game against Jacksonville. And Mike Dempsey is on the scene in Canton today, and he is the host of Jaguars Today on 1010XL in Jacksonville, game day co-host as well on the Jags Radio Network, plus football diehards on SiriusXM Fantasy. We'll talk about the game and the season outlook for the Jags here. Mike, thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, guys. How are you?
You bet.
Hello,
you bet.
Sir.
The biggest named player who will be on the field tonight for Jacksonville could be who?
Maybe, I guess Trayvon Walker could get a series. You know, he's the number one overall pick. I don't think they're going to play most of the frontline guys. I mean, it's not like most of Jacksonville's players are quote unquote big name players, but, I would suspect they are going to not play Christian Kirk, Marvin Jones, Zay Jones. Maybe you see Laviska Shenault out there among the wide receivers. I don't think Evan Ingram's going to play. Probably a couple of the starting offensive linemen will go just because you don't have, you know, an unlimited amount of those guys. I don't think they'll play Josh Allen on defense. It's tough to say, really. Doug Peterson said he'd tell the guys the other day. He just made the announcement on Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne. But, we're all trying to guess along as well. Will his high-profile number one overall draft pick rookie Trayvon Walker take the field tonight? Maybe just to get his feet wet, you know, and go through the experience for the first time and kind of get it out of the way. But they're not going to be that many of them, I don't think.
Per some reports, Travis Etienne has been the star of Jacksonville camp. Do you echo those sentiments?
Yeah, I mean, every day he's making big plays, but that doesn't guarantee, he's going to have this massive, massive workload this year. I think he'll lead the running back room in touches, but, they've always referred to James Robinson as their starter. They refer to him as a three-down back. Doug Peterson said they think he'll be ready sometime in the middle of August. Now, what is ready exactly? Not quite sure, but on the initial training camp depth chart, they put Robinson as the starter. Etienne as the backup, but I think that's a little bit out of deference to a veteran coming back from a significant injury. Not that Etienne's not coming back from his own, but yeah, he's every day, and I can't be out there every day because my show is on the air oftentimes when they're practicing. But when I've seen him in person or all the guys, I have different reporters on every single day talking about training camp. Everybody's been raving about what they've seen.
Okay, so what is your approach? What is your advice in redraft leagues this year? A couple things on Etienne. What is a fair, like the average draft position, you can tell us, like a fair round, a fair spot to take him at? And then a couple of season-long numbers. I'm looking at Bet Rivers. His total rushing yards prop is 700.5 yards, and total rushing touchdowns is 5.5 over is plus 105, under minus 130. Any opinions or thoughts on those numbers there?
Yeah, I think I might go with the over on the touchdowns. I mean, he scored, I think, 78 as a collegian. He does have a nose for the end zone, and he's not necessarily going to be a goal line type back, but I think he can take it in from, you know, distance a few times. He'll probably get a few opportunities inside the 10. You know, the yardage total is tough to predict because he's going to be so heavily involved in the passing game. I think that's where he's going to get a lot of his rushing or his yardage equity there. For me, where I would take him in a fantasy draft, I personally feel comfortable in round 4. Right now, you're just not going to get him there. For the last 2 weeks, at least, he's been going off as the 31st pick on average, right in the middle of the third round in a typical 12-team league. I don't doubt that if we continue to get good reports on him, that's going to hold and even climb a little bit. I know there are a lot of people out there that are very bullish on him. I just think the specter of ultimately splitting carries, not only with James Robinson, but Snoop Connor is going to take that role early in the season if Robinson can't. I don't think you're going to look at Etienne as just, you know, a guy who's getting 20 touches every single week. And I think right now he's getting drafted a little bit close to that ceiling. So I'm probably more in the fourth round, but realizing that if I don't take him in the third, I'm just probably not going to get him right now.
Mike Lawrence has been outspoken about it's been night and day, the difference from Meyer and now bringing in Peterson. Do you think their win total is 6.5? Could this team get to 7-8 wins and maybe a second place team in the division?
I think they could. I think, you know, what we're hoping is that by the end of the season, Trevor Lawrence establishes himself as the best quarterback in the division, you know, to overtake an aging Ryan Tannehill and Matt Ryan and force himself ahead of Davis Mills. But, you know, I mean, look, I'm really bad at this, guys. I'm so close to the situation. Every year I think they're going over. I think how can that total be that low? But, you know, they've got to kind of show it. I would hope that the coaching staff is worth a couple of wins because it is professional. It does have experience. It's got Super Bowl experience. It's, you know, the players are responding to Peterson. There's no question about that. But, you know, they were a 3-win team last year. And those were, a couple of those wins, particularly the Buffalo win. I don't know if you play it 10 times, how many times you're going to win that game. So it's not like it's in cement that you're starting at 3 and you're only going to add to that. So, you know, I picked them earlier this year when the schedule came out to go 7-10. So I think it's certainly possible. Put it this way, I'm just not comfortable putting the mortgage on either side of that number, actually. I think the number is one that makes you think, which makes it probably a pretty good number.
Yeah, that makes some sense. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mike Dempsey, our guest, 1010XL, Jacksonville radio host, also SiriusXM Fantasy Radio as well. Christian Kirk got a lot of money, obviously, to be the number one wide receiver there for Trevor Lawrence. And I'll throw some numbers at him as well. Receiving yards, 825.5 this year for him. And receiving touchdowns, 5.5. Your realistic expectations for Kirk this year?
Oh, I think Kirk sails past the yardage total. I really do. I mean, he had 103 targets in Arizona last year, and he's coming into a situation where he's going to be the clear number one guy. I think that number goes up to about 125, 130 this year in Jacksonville. Even if he's a little bit less efficient, he almost had 1,000 yards last year. I think that yardage total is incredibly low. In fact, I think Kirk, you want to talk fantasy, has been one of the best values the entire offseason. For a long time, you could get him in the middle of the ninth round, and he's starting to creep into the late seventh right now, but anytime I can get him in the eighth, I'm still interested. The touchdown's a little bit more difficult. You know, he's not going to be a massive red zone target at his size, and Doug Peterson has been known to spread the ball around a little bit in that department. So I might just leave the touchdown number alone, and I would definitely pound the over on the yardage, though.
What are your opinions on the Raiders this year, bringing over Devontae Adams, obviously, and now Derek Carr? I mean, you look at this trio that he has to throw the ball to, Mike. I mean, it's arguably the best in all of football. Renfrow, breakout season last year. Waller, if he stays healthy, is awesome. Unique as a tight end there, one of the best in football. And then you bring over Adams. Carr's touchdown prop is 29.5, but I've heard people say that Adams might be tough to take in the first round this year. Your overall thoughts on the passing game and some of these individual skill players for the Raiders?
Yeah, well, starting with Devontae, I mean, he is probably, if you want him in fantasy, he's going anywhere from about the 11th pick to the 15th pick. So if you're in a 12-team league, he might not go in the first round. I see him go plenty, though, right there at the 1-2 turn with the 12-13 when somebody has back-to-back selections. But there are other receivers that, you know, people are taking over him. Certainly the big three of Kupp, Jefferson, and Chase. And then you get into Stephon Diggs and CeeDee Lamb, and it comes down to personal preference on some of those guys. But look, I think what we're banking on is the rekindling of the chemistry that Carr and Adams had collegiately. 29.5 for Carr. I think he's got the weapons to do that if he stays healthy. I would probably lean towards the over on that one. I think Devontae's going to be good. I just don't think he's going to be as great as he's been when he was with Aaron Rodgers. If he was, though, we would be drafting him around the 5th or 6th pick overall right now. I mean, I think this actually, his presence could benefit Waller and Renfrow. That doesn't mean Renfrow is going to catch 100 balls again. I think that's unlikely because Adams is going to be such a target hog. But in terms of getting more favorable coverage down the seam, I think Darren Waller in particular could benefit this season. You know, I remember every time I watched a Raiders game last year, he was going to double and sometimes even triple teamed. And still, Derek Carr had great chemistry with him. I just think Devontae is going to open things up. I'm not sure what the touchdown number is for him, but that's where I would look to the over, because he's so devastating as almost a short yardage back. You get down to the 5-yard line, it's almost impossible to guard him in a short area. That's how Green Bay utilized him a lot. And if the Raiders do as well, I think that touchdown total is going to be pretty high.
Mike, we have like 30 seconds here. We ran down scores in previous Hall of Fame games, typically a snooze inducer, right? Good chance to fall asleep and watch the game tonight at home. Total is down to 29.5 at some spots. Same thing you're expecting tonight, like 14-10 something, get out of there and go home and stay healthy?
Yeah, I was going to say 17-14, but overall, you know, generally not a great night for offensive excitement. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. You can follow Mike on Twitter. He's at MC_1010XL. I know it's a busy time for you. Thanks so much for a few minutes today, Mike. We appreciate that.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep, live in Canton for the Hall of Fame game tonight. Yeah, look at that, Paulie. I'm seeing 29.5 now at least one legal sports book.
17-14 is a sleep inducer, but it goes over.
But it goes over.
Now with the move, right, and open 33.5. The Raiders were outscored last year by 65 points, yet still made the playoffs.
Don't remind me.
Denver was plus 13. So, and Jacksonville was 4-1 to make the playoffs, and in the win total 6.5 too, which, you know, again, if they protect Lawrence and he takes a big next step, I think there's a chance they could finish in second place in this division.
I had a healthy bet on the Raiders under last year. They're 6-7. They win all remaining four games to beat me somehow. I have no idea how they did that. Today's MLB card is up next. This should give you an idea of the updated power rating for the pod race. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. BetRivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so day baseball today on the card. The Dodgers are playing at the Giants.
Love them.
You love the Dodgers?
Love them. Auto yep. Play. Absolutely. Don't even think about it. Run line as well. They're 11-3 since the break. The Giants are 3-11.
Yep.
They beat them 7 in a row as the Giants have given up on the season. Not to mention Kershaw has owned them. He is 14-6 with a 1.58 ERA in San Francisco. Shut them down.
Can I give you this, though?
Ooh.
On Kershaw, he has a 6.48 ERA across two starts this year. That's the second highest of his career in a single season. In fairness, the highest ERA was last year, but he only faced him one time.
Yeah, he's pitched so well against them. Look who they're going against, too. They're going against Junis.
Junis, yeah.
How many runs are they going to score?
Well, that's the thing,
everything's
too.
Everything's going wrong for the Giants.
Do you want to go over team total 4.5?
You could do that, too.
You could also look at a first five team total over for the Dodgers as well.
When have they beat them back-to-back sweeps, four-game sets?
That's another one. I know certainly.
The kooky schedule, but my God.
Are they the best team in baseball?
Yes. It'll be tricky in the playoffs, though.
No, here's the thing. Best team in baseball right now doesn't mean they're going to win the whole thing.
Yeah. Yes, 71-33 now. 31-12 in the division.
Oh, yes, that is stellar.
And they take on the Padres starting Friday. So that'll be fun. But the road record's ridiculous. 36-18 on the road. And again, 7 in a row here since the break, taking out the Giants, no problem. And I think they get it done again today and get them in that day game. And the Padres are, look at this now, $3.
Some spots have $3.
Yeah. No respect for Freeland. And I know the Rockies are bet on the road, 16-34. And now they had the press conference yesterday and just saying, okay, well, good luck with this lineup. So far, so good with the Padres.
So here's maybe, just a little refresher here on the current Padres power rating number. Because I saw this, I think it was the opener last night at DraftKings. Musgrove opened up minus 295 on June 10th. Musgrove closed minus 250 at home against the Rockies. That was against Chad Kuhl, not Freeland, yep. But the Padres won that game 9-0. On June 11th, Freeland went for the Rockies. He closed plus 199 in San Diego against Mackenzie Gore. The Rockies won that game 6-2. Are you telling me that right now the Padres are a dollar more at least with Musgrove? Maybe. Maybe the power rating needs to go that high.
Well, he struggled.
But Freeland also closed. He has. Freeland closed plus 131 mm-hmm. at home against Gore the following week. They won that game 10-4. And he closed plus 122 at home to Blake Snell on July 14th. Rockies won that game 8-5. So I know there's a big difference between Petco and Coors, and it's not Musgrove in some of these matchups. But to open $3 for a struggling Musgrove right now.
305 at Bet Rivers right now. Yeah, I'm with you. But, yeah, the offense has been great.
Just watching that unfold last night right away with the grand slam. Again.
Yeah, with Drury, how about that?
Oh, and once they get Tatis back, mm-hmm. as we pointed out yesterday, where is the hole in the Padres lineup? Now, good pitching shuts down good offense. I get that in the playoffs. But they still, again, they have good pitching. I wouldn't call it great, but it's good for sure. Is it good enough to win a World Series with this offense? I would say probably yes.
Yeah, they have a lot of question marks, though. Do you really trust Darvish and Musgrove and these guys in an October game?
Actually, yeah, give me the pecking order of your trust.
But I know that's hard.
The circle of trust when it comes to the playoffs, how would you rank it? Probably Darvish 1. You trust Snell?
No. Oh, no. No way. Come on. The other thing is the fact that they're going to be playing in the first round. That's the other one. First things first, make the playoffs.
I know
people are all over Bob Nightingale because he said, okay, they're in the playoffs now. And then it's like, Bob, we got a lot of time left.
Yeah, there's like 2 months left.
It's not like a big gap between Philadelphia and St. Louis here. And considering St. Louis has an easy schedule, not to mention I could see that scenario. Maybe they both get in the Phillies miss. That could happen.
Oh, that could happen, yeah.
But, and you have the huge series in New York tonight. But I think the Mets will win the division. They're up 3.5. This is a 5-game series tonight. But again, no one's talking about the Braves, the defending champs. And remember, they were 4 games under 500, the great ball that they're playing. So you might get Atlanta, San Diego in the first round in a best of three. All right, that's it. Loser's done. Go home.
How good is Atlanta if the agents didn't screw that up with Freeman and he decides to stay at home
mm-hmm.
and play with the Braves? They might be the champs. Because I think the Braves right now are better than they were last year. And they won the whole thing.
Yeah, you could say that. Absolutely. It's 4-3 Mets this year head-to-head. The 3.5 game lead. Anderson and Walker go tomorrow. Saturday's the doubleheader. It's Max against Max. Orderizzi against undecided. Sunday is DeGrom against Strider. Ooh, very good.
Oh, damn. I know what I'm doing on Sunday.
This is a big, big series. I actually lean Atlanta and go with Wright today. The Braves the Mets took 2 out of 3 in Atlanta in the last series. But Carrasco's a better pitcher at home than he is on the road.
Right.
And a great job by the Mets who have been, I think they're 29-9 now off a loss, getting it done yesterday. But
and
big, big series here.
Wright has 1 start against the Mets this year. He went 7 innings, allowed 9 hits, 1 walk, 3 Ks, 3 earned runs, and a home run. So it was a quality start. Carrasco has 1 start against Atlanta. It was 8 innings, 6 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks, no earned runs. So he was really, really good. But again, with this Mets power rating, the number at home, Wright's better than Carrasco, but the Mets are playing great ball right now. That lineup is dangerous as well.
Yep.
Can he pull this off?
No.
Why not?
No.
With two months of baseball left?
Goldschmidt's too good. Numbers are too good. Well, I might go Riley.
No, Riley can win the award.
Yes.
Absolutely, he can.
I don't think Alonso can now. Anymore.
Okay. But Goldschmidt I saw come back to the pack. I think I noticed minus 125 the other night. The Cubs are playing the Cardinals today in St. Louis. This is Stroman against Quintana. The opener here was Quintana minus 145. He actually has three starts against the Cubbies this year, a 2.81 ERA, 3.55 with the FIP, 19% K rate. Stroman against the Cardinals, it was one start this season. I agree with the line move. You're looking at it right now, minus 155. I thought a $1.45 was cheap. Stroman's one start this year, four innings, 10 hits, nine earned, three taters he allowed. I get it, one start, very small sample size.
Yeah, only a game and a half back now is the Brewers losing back-to-back games to the Pirates.
Cardinals can win this division.
Yes, they can. And you got to win these games now. They have so many left against the Cubs, Reds, and the Pirates.
That's, again, to go back to yesterday, that might be the angle. Who's going to be, you can find this at William
That's
Hill.
That's a good price, too. Who's, I was looking at it before
Who's
the
going
show.
To be the third playoff team, right? The third playoff team in the National League. Key wording there, the Brewers were 8-1 yesterday.
Yep.
That can happen. Cardinals can win this division, and then some other teams in the National League certainly can fall ahead of the Brewers, and they can grab that third spot.
I could see the Phillies falling apart. Yeah, absolutely. And it'd be Atlanta, San Diego, and your sixth seed would then be right whoever doesn't win the division. That's what I think happens in the American League. I think the whoever doesn't win the I shouldn't say this, but I would dismiss Cleveland, even though they're playing good ball. But I still think the White Sox can turn it around, and the Twins could win the division, and the White Sox could get the final wild card because the Rays schedule and the Red Sox schedule is so tough.
I know we've been waiting all year long for the White Sox, but despite La Russa as the manager, that team's good enough to still win that division and make the playoffs.
Brewers are 6-1 now.
Ah!
Man, moved. Phillies plus 180, Cardinals plus 250, Padres 3-1.
We need to bet this stuff before we talk about it, Paul.
Yeah, okay. How about your guy Blackburn's going? He's Junk's favored?
Oh, by the way, there's like, I think a 20-cent move on the Angels.
Wow. I mean, they're listless
they can't
yesterday.
Hit. They're the Marlins on offense.
Yeah.
By the way, that's getting close to being over. Alcantara?
Oh, that was great.
Complete game shutout last night.
Yep.
I think I saw him a $1.60
after
once
what happened
yesterday.
With Burns as well.
Okay, but regardless, Ohtani only struck out 7 last night. He's a huge number. A's won the game. Do you want to grab Blackburn plus some money here? Plus 1.
They're playing good ball. Yeah. Yeah, look at how well they're playing. Swept the Astros, took 5 out of 6 against the Astros. Been feisty. Plus, he's been good on the road. Much better on the road than at home for Blackburn. I don't want the Angels.
Trying to find like a consensus price. I know we see it right there at even money on the screen.
Yeah.
Shop around. I see plus 105. I see plus 103 in that range. Yeah, you can find plus money on the A's right now.
Come on with Thor tonight. 250? Come on.
Absurd.
250? The Phillies are better on the road than at home. I know the Nationals have all kinds of issues, especially in the division. 9-38 in the division. But, oh, man, that's a big price for Thor, who hasn't had a great year, especially away from home.
I would agree with that. And how many earned runs will Verlander allow tonight against the Guardians?
Yeah, good series, big series, right?
If I put the team total against Verlander at 1 for the Guardians, what do you do?
That's it? You're saying that's it?
Would you go over? Are they going to get 2?
I think they could, yeah. Plesak's been sneaky in some of these starts as well. He beat Kershaw earlier in the year. And that twin series at home against the Blue Jays is big.
Right. Up next, we're going to get Julian Edelow on the show. Edelow from DraftKings. He had some strong opinions and observations on the VSiN College Football Betting Guide. That's coming up next.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, add some variety to your baseball bets at Bet Rivers with the new same game parlays. Every game this baseball season, you can combine game bets and player props to create your perfect combo. Whether you're looking to increase your payouts on favorites or make your own long shot, add a little extra spice to your game with same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Go to the app or betrivers.com and make your baseball same game parlay today.
All right, let's get some reaction here to the College Football Betting Guide, which a bunch of people here at VSiN put together, and it is glorious, 330 pages, win totals, conference championship projections, Heisman bets, great write-ups, breakdowns, available at VSiN.com for $20. And Julian Edelow joins the program now. He's with DraftKings, and he wrote up like a really long story, big reaction to his observations from the guide at the DK Playbook. And you can follow Julian on Twitter. He's at Julian Edlow. I know there's a lot of information there. But Julian, thanks for the time today. Let's begin with some of the teams to win each division and what you can do with some of these bets at DraftKings. Break this down for us.
Yeah, so once you kind of start tinkering around with what you can and can't parlay on DK Sportsbook, you're going to find a lot of great things that maybe aren't offered at other books. And the one that jumps out to me the most this season, I wrote it up a couple weeks ago as an article, and then I read the VSiN betting guide, and all six panelists that you guys had on had Alabama winning the SEC West, Georgia winning the SEC East, and Ohio State winning the Big Ten East. And I don't think many college football fans or analysts are going to disagree with any of those. And it's all chalk, but if you want to parlay those, not many places are going to let you. You can parlay them on DK Sportsbook. It comes out to minus 125. You know, all of those teams are have their win totals, at least at DraftKings, set at 10.5, with juice of minus 230 or more. Even if they go under, if one of those teams lands at 10, they're probably going to win their division and still be in the conference championship game. So I think this is just one of those things that's being a little bit overlooked. People don't even know you can bet it. It's absolute complete chalk, but everybody thinks those teams are going to get there. Those are probably the three best teams in the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can get very creative with this then. You could throw in Clemson if you wanted to win their division in the ACC, right? We talked about Air Force earlier. I think I saw them at plus 170 the other day to win their side of the Mountain West, or Fresno State. I know Fresno's another one that people are really high on this year. They're like minus 140, so you could get very creative with how many teams that you want to make here on like a five or six leg parlay.
Yeah, I kept it safe at minus 125 with the three big dogs, but if you want to start mixing and matching here, feel free and go for it. You know, Clemson is a team that a lot of people think will have a bounce back year after the debacle last year, and I think that's fair. Fresno's an interesting one. Fresno is one that I actually wrote up in my article as a reaction from the betting guide, because they were one of the consensus teams. Everybody had them winning their division, all six analysts that you guys had on that guide. So they're at minus 140 to win their division on DK Sportsbook. You could probably bet that straight if you wanted to. If you want to get it closer to even money, you just add in an Alabama or a Georgia, who everybody thinks is going to get there. I know Humans had their win total at over 8.5 written up in the guide. So it seems like this is going to be a 9 or 10 win team that kind of cruises through their side of their conference. So that's another team that you can decide. You want the win total? Do you want to get creative by betting their division and even parlaying it with some chalk to kind of get a better price?
You know, I'm with you as well with Nevada, with their win total under. Oh my! I mean, you lose your head coach. You only have a couple starters coming back. It's unprecedented.
They bring back tied for the fewest starters in the nation at six. Whole coaching turnover. They lose the NFL caliber quarterback in Strong. Yep. I think it's their top seven pass catchers all gone. They bring back nothing, and they have a new coach that needs to learn all the ropes. The schedule isn't that tough, but I don't see how they get there. And I know, you know, let's see who had it. It was Steve that wrote up Nevada under five in the betting guide. I had already bet it, but this just kind of reinforced my belief in the under here. They don't have the guys. They don't have the guys. And I saw you guys had Paul Stone earlier talking up the Hawaii under 4.5. I think that's another team that's in a very similar situation. But Nevada just doesn't have the players. And I know Steve said this is the first time ever. This is what really got me over the edge. The first time ever that he had a team that ranked, I think, zero in his stability score. So zero stability for the Nevada Wolfpack. That sounds like a team you want to go against.
That's tough to pull off. It really is. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Julian Edlow, our guest with DraftKings, reacting to the college football guide that we put out here at VSiN. Also, Western Kentucky. I mean, they lost a ton of firepower from last year with the quarterback going now to the NFL. So many yards, so many touchdowns, so many points. And it felt like under 8.5 here was probably a good play as well.
Yeah, so one thing that I will point out with both Hawaii, who's under has come up, and then here with Western Kentucky. These two teams do play 13 games. So you need to be aware of that if you're going to be betting anything, an over or an under. That said, I mean, they still need to get to 9-4 for Western Kentucky, which would be pretty good. And, you know, they had the year that they had last year, bringing in the whole Houston Baptist crew, all the receivers, the quarterback, Bailey Zappe. You get rid of those guys, I don't see how you necessarily can be the same team, and that extra game can help you. The schedule isn't all that daunting, but again, you're talking about a team that loses a quarterback that went in the mid rounds of the NFL, who had almost 6,000 yards and 62 touchdowns last year. And you're going to say that team's going to be, you know, just about the same this year. I find that hard to believe.
What'd you think of the support for Utah and even Dave Tooley saying, well, take a shot at 60-1 to win the whole thing?
I love it. I love it. Utah has been the team since I first started getting into my college football research that I was really on board with. And maybe it's a little bit public. Maybe it's a little bit chalky. You see, you know, if there's 8.5s anywhere, you see those getting juiced all the way up, minus 160, minus 170, whatever. There's nines all over the place. DraftKings, we have nine. We also have an alternate win total, I believe, on 9.5 to get some plus money there. This team won the Pac-12 last year and really dominated. Like, forget the 1-2 start. That was without Cam Rising. When Cam Rising came in, they dominated.
Yep.
They beat Utah, you know, they beat Oregon convincingly twice in a very short period of time. And then they hung with Ohio State in the Rose Bowl without a secondary. They had a running back playing cornerback in that game, which is partially why you'll remember the Ohio State putting on a passing clinic for the ages. So you get Cam Rising back, you bring back a good offensive line, a good running game. They have a good secondary this year. The only game that Utah is going to be an underdog, we have them in that Oregon game on the road at Oregon, sitting at +1. So they can conceivably, so we'll call that a coin toss, they can conceivably go 11-1 and win the Pac-12, as all six analysts across the board had Utah as the Pac-12 champ. And this is the part I found most interesting. Five of the six analysts that you guys had put this betting guide together have Utah in the college football playoff, which is +500 on DraftKings Sportsbook. I would absolutely love to see that from my position here in the futures market. It was amazing to see so many minds on the same page there with Utah this year.
Can you tell us what also caught your eye in ways to be creative and what's offered at DraftKings? I like that what they're doing, and share with our listeners and viewers. I like what they're doing with the head-to-head college against the pro.
Yeah, so that's a really cool market that we got up this week. There's 26 different options. If you go to the football tab on DraftKings Sportsbook, it's not under NFL or college. There's going to be an NFL and NCAA football specials tab. You click there. It's not, I think there's four or five states we currently have it unavailable in, but for the most part, most of the states have it. And it's just head to head. Who wins more games between NFL teams and college football? And they kind of try to keep it geographically close. Not all of them are exact, but it's a cool market. I mean, how do you not lean towards a lot of NFL teams? And the price will suggest that when you get 17 cracks versus 12 cracks. It's hard to take a college team there. So, like, you know, one that I wrote up, the Giants, I think, who I like over 6.5 wins, are -135 to win more games than LSU. I think they're going to be comparable. The five more games for the NFL team is tough to pass on. So I thought that was a really cool market. And people don't know this, I guess, as much because they try and parlay different college football win totals together, which you can't do. But if you take a college football win total and go over to the NFL side and you have something chalky on the NFL side you like, you can put those things together. So the one that I was talking about earlier, we have an NFL parlays tab, a playoff parlays tab. If you think the Bills and Bucks are going to make the playoffs, as I do and many of us do, that's sitting there at -250. You can put that with a chalky win total like Alabama over 10.5 at -280, which is the price now. And you come out to standard -110 juice. So get creative, play around, tinker on DraftKings Sportsbook. You'll probably find some things you didn't know about.
Yeah, take some time. Get on your phone, spend 10 minutes on it, see what you can find. And you can get very creative with stuff like that, and it might actually make a pretty solid bet. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at Julian Edlow. Good breakdown today, Julian. Thanks for the time. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me, and awesome job over there from everybody that contributed to the betting guide.
We'll pass it along.
Yep.
It's available at vsin.com. $20 for 330 pages. And as Human said yesterday, it's pretty much like the best guide that you're going to find on the entire sport.
Yeah, he's right and you're right. I mean, when we went to, we can't bet at DraftKings. We went out to Foxwoods, the kiosk, get on there and the menu that they have. Oh my God. What's offered?
Endless.
Yes. Yep. Excellent.
We'll do 3-point stats coming up next. The Watson news. And also, I was surprised to hear this from Deebo Samuel. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
All right, you just heard from Julian. The college football guide is out. It's spectacular. Start your football season right. Great profiles, trends. Love the trends. Power ratings on everybody. Win total recommendations. Win total bets, playoff predictions. Heisman hopefuls. The only way to get access this year to the betting guides, become a VSiN All Access subscriber. Sign up early for a discounted rate of $175. You get the college and pro football betting guides along with the full VSiN access all the way through the Super Bowl. Or join us for $40 a month and see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. VSiN.com/subscribe. There's a game tonight. Here we go. It's the final weekend without football till February. We made it.
Yep.
Come on.
Thursdays with the Maestro, by the way. Mike Palman Studio coming up in 15 minutes. VP here at Circus Sports. Before that, here we go with a little three-point stance in the National Football League. Paula, we found out yesterday afternoon that the NFL, in fact, as a surprise to nobody, is appealing to Sean Watson's six-game suspension. And this could have been just like this week may have been only the beginning of the story and what could be next, because the NFLPA now has 2 days to reply to the appeal. So do they get a restraining order at some point? If so, they need that, because if that's going to be the case and they drag this out, Watson, there's a chance where he's actually going to be playing in week one for the Browns against the Panthers.
Yes. I mean, there's so many layers to this now. Could the guy be out there for much of the start of the season? And then does it impact and jeopardize 2023 for the Browns? Does it carry over? If they fight this, yeah. And I think they will fight it, because he doesn't think he did anything wrong and not remorseful. So then the league will push for the indefinite suspension and a huge fine, or seek treatment, if not, or both with that. And then that's when you have to maybe say, let's get back to the negotiating table and work this out, and you get back to the number that they wanted when they were talking settlement, about 12. But if they fight this is from Jeff Darlington. Zeke Elliott was suspended 6 games in 2017. It was announced August 11th. It was held up in the court system until he withdrew his appeal. His suspension didn't start until week 10. Think about that. So this really throws things up for grabs if this guy's going to continue to be delusional and I didn't do anything wrong.
But originally I'm gonna he said fight that. This and, but originally, right. Again, the owner of the Browns said he's full of remorse.
Well, they're out to lunch on this. But the other thing is too, why Goodell has the power, and this was collectively bargained. So that's why they will get beat if they appeal, and it will stick. Again, what Goodell wants here, and legal experts and everyone saying they're not going to win. No chance. But the owners are pissed at the Browns for the contract.
Oh, they were from day one.
And there also are multiple reports. Yeah, make of this what you want. There are multiple reports. Why 12? What? They don't want him in the 12th game. They don't want him going to Houston and playing. Cleveland goes to Houston.
Okay.
So that's another thing, too, with this.
So I don't want to ask you about the Browns' future numbers, but I do want to ask you about week one.
Yeah, I think you have to take the Browns. I think he's playing.
Okay, well, then you need to bet it today.
Yeah, I couldn't find it yesterday. I know.
Oh, it's on the board. You can find it some spots.
How many spots? I looked at 2 or 3. I didn't see it.
I'm sure it's on the board right here.
Okay.
Okay, so because you cannot, if you think, and you do, by the way, and if you're listening to the show right now or watching the show and you agree with Paulie that Watson's going to play in week one, then you need to be betting this. I'm not there yet. I don't.
Why? Take me through it. Well, how does he not play?
I think they
lay down?
I think it's. This is probably my heart speaking more than my head. There, it's a wiser move for his camp to say, let's agree to this and get it out of the way. We don't want to be affected. We don't want to have 2023 impacted for 1 second.
That you are correct, but that's not how he thinks.
But somebody needs to win him over, though. Wrong. Because they need to get it home to him.
Happening.
Deshaun, listen, you could be here for week one. And then by week five, whatever that week is going to be, it's so arbitrary. It's like throwing darts right now.
You read the New York Times article. You know what we're dealing with,
I know,
though.
Right, right.
I did nothing wrong. Are you? He's crazy. Fine,
but somebody needs to drive it home to him that they could step. You could lose this. And then by October, you're no longer playing this year. And oh, by the way, it's going to carry over to next year. Does that make sense to you, Deshaun? You cannot have that happen.
When the big money kicks in. That's right. It's set up beautifully how the Browns helped you out.
Yes.
Here. That's right.
So just it's $1 million this year. It means that's nothing to you, right?
Shame on Robinson. Damn it. You're sick. Your predatory behavior. You're not remorseful. You don't think you did anything wrong. You are banned from getting massages on your own. You sick bleep. You have to go just to Cleveland people with the organization. As you should have been in the beginning. 6 games.
Yeah.
What? Doesn't add up at all.
So you can find the Browns right now, +1, maybe +1.5. I saw that last night on the board. I bet when the Panthers grabbed Mayfield, I bet the Panthers week one +3 and grabbed them a little bit on the money line at +130. You told me earlier you'd get off the game. Yeah. I'm not there yet.
Dan Wetzel, Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports. Conventional wisdom once hovered on Watson missing 6 or 8 games. The Browns need to brace for the idea that this might extend all the way into 2023.
That's a real possibility.
I don't think you'll be able to get to talk to this guy. I don't think you can get through to him.
All right. They need to. They need to, in my opinion. number two here in three-point stance. The Niners and Deebo Samuel agreed to an extension. 3 years, what was it, $73 million.
Mm-hmm. Pay me, you can use me how you want.
Okay, this is... What happened here? What about the last 3 months?
Yeah.
Listen to Deebo here saying that I'm okay playing the wide back position.
On the tape, go back to the Cowboys game. That is false. There's a lot of things that came out that I want to speak on, but at the end of the day, I wasn't allowed to. So, I mean, you can turn on the tape, go back to the Cowboys game. It kind of shows what kind of player I am. And also, I mean, you can go turn on the Pro Bowl tape and, like, what I said about being a wide back, I don't mind, you know what I'm saying, do whatever it takes for this team to win.
So what happened?
Yeah, right.
We were, what, led down the wrong path the entire time?
That
was, like, the biggest crux in the whole negotiation process is that he doesn't want to play the running back position as well. Well, he's okay with it with a smile on his face. Do you realize how important he was to that offense last year? This changes everything when I heard that. I'm looking for offensive player of the year. I'm looking for prop numbers. The guy's an absolute force. Once he gets the ball in his hands, you can't stop the guy.
As I understand it, there's not a lot of incentives if he does something rushing anyways. So it's the whole thing was pay me and then you can use me with the running back position. Yeah.
Okay. I understand this. We broke this down weeks ago on how it's difficult for any position other than quarterback to win the MVP. I know people want to say that Kupp was the MVP last year and didn't win. I thought Samuel, with how they use him in the offense, had a case for the MVP last year. If they do that again, is Trey Lance as a second-year quarterback? Who means more to an offense than him? He was so good, scoring so many touchdowns.
Yeah.
And number three in three-point stance, Hall of Fame game tonight. Now the Raiders up to two 2.5-point favorites here. Mostly 2.5 from what I see this morning. Total is 30.5. We talked about this a lot earlier this hour. Basically, you know, not a lot of your big names are going to play, but that's typical for the Hall of Fame game. Probably a sleep inducer tonight.
16-3 last year, 14-10 in 2019, 17-16, 14-3, 17-13, 17-10, 16-7, yada, yada, yada with some of these. It's back. It's exciting, but you know what this game will look like. Tonight, the total bet down from 33.5 to 30.5. You should see a 29.5, and Jacksonville opened 2.5. It's flipped now. Raiders as high as 2.5 the other way. And we'll see, you know, is it going to be Luton and Slaughter, quarterbacks for Jacksonville? No Bethard, no Lawrence, no Carr, and a lot of backups and probably a lot of penalties that you'll see as well with this one.
Okay, so this was published at 3:48 p.m. Pacific time last night in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Vincent Bonsignor had this Vegas Raiders beat writer, and from his story, it said, it remains to be seen if Raiders quarterback Derek Carr gets on the field on Thursday, especially with the Raiders playing 4 preseason games rather than a normal 3. That could open the door for Jared Stidham and Nick Mullins to get considerable time, with rookie Chase Garbers also in the mix. Mm. And he points out the Raiders traded for Stidham in the offseason, and given the 3 years he spent under McDaniels with the Patriots and the fact that the Raiders gave up an asset to acquire him, he's the favorite to be the primary backup to Carr. This is last night, basically, folks. He's pointing out that Stidham could be playing in this game. Under that scenario, with Stidham, if he plays, and Mullins, they have the clear edge at quarterback here in this game tonight.
Yes.
So, hence the move that we saw on the Raiders probably earlier this week.
Yeah. But this also could be run the ball, go home. That's as you said earlier. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
The one thing that helps your point with the Watson, the league wants the indefinite suspension, which means he would have to apply for reinstatement.
Yeah.
That's not even a guarantee that they, who knows how it plays out then at that point. You know what they want?
Up next, Mike Palm. He is the VP of Circa Sports, also a host here on VSiN. He'll join us in studio. The Circa Sportsbook had quite the incident a week ago. Pretty sure it made national news. It was, I've never seen anything like it before in my entire life. Details on that with video next here on VSiN.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.